That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Reply to Lum and Abner's request to the Matrimonial Bureau for a possible husband for Miss Hartford arrived yesterday. The old fellows were so anxious to see her reaction to the idea of matrimony that they kept urging her to open the letter. Well, this nearly upset their apple cart by causing her to suspect that they were the ones who had submitted her name. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, in these days, friends, when you're not quite sure you can get through your work-heavy day, you can always keep one willing and helpful assistant on the job with you. And that's Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can help you smile at the extra strain and confusion of your job. You see, a package of Alka-Seltzer in your desk or locker is always ready to help relieve an occasional headache or a sour, upset stomach, which may threaten to slow you down during the day. Just drink a refreshing, sparkling glassful and see how much it can do to help you feel better. Alka-Seltzer is sold by the package at all drugstores, and you could also buy it by the glass at your drugstore soda fountain. So keep Alka-Seltzer on the job with you and at home, too. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store practicing some of the salesmanship lessons Miss Hartford has started giving them. Listen.
Well, Lum, why do we have to practice this salesmanship junk? Miss Hartford ain't here now. She can't tell if we're doing it or not.
Yeah, but she expects us to know it when she gets back, though.
Oh, peddle-pack.
Let's run through it again. Do you want to be the salesman or the customer this time?
I don't care. I ain't cut out for neither one of them, I don't think.
Well, you better be the salesman. You need to practice more than I do.
Lum, we're too old to be studying something like a couple of young'uns in school. It just makes me feel plumb silly doing this.
Well, I ain't for the idea myself, but long as we've got Miss Hartford as general manager and give her full charge, it looks like we got to do what she says.
I wish that matrimonial idea of ours would hurry up and work so that we could get shut of her. That's what I wish.
Well, after what happened yesterday, I don't know where it's got a chance to work or not. You practically ruined the whole thing.
I did.
Why, sure. You hadn't worked so hard trying to get her to read that letter she got from a prospective husband. She never would have suspicioned me and you was the ones that sent her name into the matrimonial bureau.
Well, law me, Lum, we wanted her to read it, didn't we?
Well, sure, but
she ain't never gonna fall in love if she don't read the letters from them mail-order admirers. You'll admit that yourself.
I know that, but you could be a little subtile about it.
Well, we finally convinced her that we weren't the ones that sent her name in, though.
Well, I don't know where we did or not.
Yeah, I think she believed it.
She was still pretty mad about the whole thing. Claimed she wasn't gonna rest till she did find out who done it.
Well, now, how in the world could she ever find out it was us?
Oh, I don't know. She might could write to the matrimonial bureau and ask them.
Huh?
Grannies, I never thought about that before. Wish now I hadn't.
Oh, law me, yes. If she ever does find out, Lum, I'm packing up and getting out of here. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah, this wouldn't be no place for us to be.
No. I don't believe the two of us would be a match for her. Again, she gets on the warpath.
Oh, and she's on it, too.
Oh, I never saw no woman as mad in my life as she was.
You know, we better get to working on this salesmanship lesson and get it down as good as we can, so as not to make her any madder at us than she is already.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You're right. I don't want to cross her. Not with the frame her mind's in. What you want me to be now, the customer?
No, the salesman.
Oh, that's good. I ain't got no money to buy nothing with, no way.
Now, you recollect the idea now. When a body comes in to buy something, you're supposed to suggest some other articles that sort of go with whatever it is they're buying. That way, we sell them a lot more stuff.
Yeah, I recollect. They come in for a can of soup, why, I'm supposed to suggest a sack of crackers.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, now, here we go. Good evening.
Huh?
Miss Brown just came in the front door.
Oh, come in, Miss Brown. What about her? I don't see her. Oh, me, Lum, I've just got to get some new glasses. That's all there is to it. You better go wait on her.
Abner, we're just practicing. Huh? You're looking at Miss Brown right now.
Doggy, I could swear that's you. I need glasses worse than I figured I did.
I'm just pretending I'm Ms. Brown.
Huh?
She ain't actual here. Now, go on, ask me what I want.
You're Ms. Brown, huh?
Yeah. Well, go on, say something to me.
Lom, you know good and well I ain't speaking to Ms. Brown since her and Elizabeth had that ruckus the other day.
Oh, for pity's sake.
If you expect me to wait on you, you better be somebody else that I like.
All right, then. Who is Elizabeth on good speaking terms with current?
Well, let's see now. Well, there's Miss Quincy.
All right, Miss Quincy.
No, she's out of town, Lom. No, you ain't her. Try Miss Pomeroy.
All right, I'm Miss Pomeroy, then.
She's done been in here once today, though.
Well, I forgot something.
Well, you don't need to holler at me, Miss Pomeroy.
I ain't hollering.
Listen here, if you're going to holler at me, you can just go over to Dick Huddleston's store and trade over there.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner. We ain't never going to learn this if you keep carrying on that way.
I don't care. I don't have to take that off of nobody. Miss Pomeroy or nobody else. Doggy, she was all right when she come in here this morning. I don't know what's came over her.
Abner, will you just calm down now?
She never seemed a bit mad.
All we're doing is just pretending. You're the salesman and I'm the customer. Now, I come in the store and you ask me what I want.
Who are you?
I won't tell you.
All right, then I won't sell you nothing. We got to be careful who we have for customers. I don't want to wait on no stranger.
All right, I'm just a nice old lady customer and I want some soap.
Old lady, huh?
Yeah.
All right. How about a nice sack of crackers?
I said soap.
I know you did. I said, how would you like a nice sack of crackers?
Abner, I never said soup. I said soap.
I know it. I heard you, Lum. I've got a good set of ears. You and Miss Pomeroy both think I can't hear nothing. You asked me for something, so I'm supposed to ask you if you want some crackers in them.
No, no. That's just for soup.
Huh?
Now, think hard. What goes with soap?
I see. No, I don't know, Lum. I never ate none.
Oh, swan to goodness.
You better go back to soup. I know what goes with that.
I don't want that. I want soap.
Doggy, you've got the peculiar taste of any human I ever seen.
I don't want to eat it.
Well, what do you want crackers to go with it for, then?
I never said I wanted crackers. All I want is some soap. But I don't want to eat it. Do you understand?
What in the world do you want it for, then?
I want to wash with it.
Well, go back in the feed room. There's a little wash pan back there. You'll find some soap sitting right there next to it. You don't need to waste money on a whole bar. I just pulled down a clean section on the roller towel, too. Just help yourself, Long.
Go ahead. I don't know why I ain't been drift stark or even mad crazy by this time.
Oh, a little dirt won't do that to
you. Now, look, I'll explain it to you one more time what we're trying to do, Abner.
I know what we're trying to do. We're trying to sell crackers. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric. Maybe we can sell him some.
No, don't bother.
I still don't see what Miss Hartford wants to push them crackers for. We ain't overstocked on them. We've got a few.
On everything, anyway.
For the land's sakes, what's the matter with you, Cedric?
Yeah, well, I got trouble. Nothing but trouble. Trouble. Trouble in the home. Everywhere else. In school.
What is it? Would a sack of crackers help you any?
I don't know what would help me.
That's... Yeah, crackers might do it.
That's what I come over to see you about, Mr. Lum.
You want to see me, huh?
Yes, Mom. You're still president of the school board, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, sure. You having some kind of trouble over at the school?
Yes, Mama. I think I am.
Huh.
See, next Saturday, we're playing Cherry Hill for the football championship, and everything depends on that game.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you can whip them, can't you, Cedric?
Yes, Mama. I think we can.
Well, you're
But we can't if I don't get to play in the game, though.
You're the star hero of the team, ain't you?
Yes, Mom, I sure am. But they got some crazy rule about having to get passing marks in all your studies before you can play.
Uh-oh.
Miss Emmeline says I ain't getting them.
No, I'd figure that offhand.
Well, what do you want me to do, Cedric? Help you with your schoolwork?
No, Mom, I got a better idea. I thought long as you were school board president, maybe you could change the passing grade and make it lower.
What's the passing grade now, Cedric?
Hit 70.
Oh.
Well, what do you figure it'd have to be lowered to so as you could get by?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe you could put it down to, say, 9.
9?
Yes, Mom. I know I could make that easy.
Oh.
See, I generally get at least 10 on the papers I hand in on account of neatness.
Yeah.
That'd give me one point to just coast on, just to be sure.
Well, I don't know, Cedric. I couldn't do a thing like that. Them rules has done been set up, and I couldn't very well change them.
Couldn't, huh?
And even if I did lower the mark and you went out there and win the game, I'm feared Cherry Hill put in a protest. They'd claim you wasn't legible.
You wouldn't want nobody claiming you weren't that, would you, Cedric?
No, whatever it is. But what can I do? Big hero like me at least ought to get to play in the game.
Oh, law me, yes, Cedric. We can't get along without you. Ain't no doubts about that. I'd love to have Pine Ridge whip that Cherry Hill just one time, win that pennant. I seen it over there. They got a pretty pennant, blue with yellow printing on it.
Yeah, I'd love to win it, too.
Oh,
I'll tell you what
pretty.
I might do. I'll talk to Miss Emmeline and try to get her to give you a special test of some kind. And before you take it, we'll help you study up for it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll be glad to do that, Cedric.
Well, I don't know. If you knowed me as well as I do, you'd see that it'd be a lot easier just to lower the passing mark.
Well, Lom says he can't do that, though, Cedric. You better take up that other idea now. We'll help you on it.
Well, all right. Let's get started, then.
Oh, well, we can't do it right now, Cedric. We're supposed to be doing some studying of our own here. And we've got to get it dead before Miss Hartford gets back, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Reckon where she went to, anyway.
Oh, she's over at Dick Huddleston's store.
Dick Huddleston?
Yeah, I seen her over there a while ago, mailing a letter.
Mail a letter?
Yes, Mom.
Oh, my goodness. You hear that, Lom?
Yeah.
She's wrote a letter to that matrimonial bureau asking about us just as sure as a world.
Yeah, and the first thing they'll tell her is that we was the ones that sent her name in.
Oh, my goodness.
Ain't you fellas going to help me out of my trouble here?
Trouble nothing, Cedric. Get out of here. We've got troubles of our own.
The old fellow's efforts to get rid of Miss Hartford seem to have backfired. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, friends, thousands of words of advice about the right combination of food are released by the press and radio every day. Yet many people find themselves with a touch of acid indigestion or an upset, sour stomach from eating the wrong combinations. Usually at first, you don't notice any particular discomfort. But then after going to bed, you may wake up with that acid, sour feeling that's no aid to a night's rest. Now, that's just the time to hop out of bed and fix yourself a glass of nice, soothing Alka-Seltzer. Yes, that's the time to be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer is just the thing for prompt relief. It helps ease your discomfort, and at the same time, it goes to work helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. Now, don't forget, when you eat the wrong combinations of food, get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.